Blog Talk Radio.
I might as well have.
everybody. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We doing this on a Tuesday night. I know this is kind of strange. We're doing this on a Tuesday night and everything. I'd like to welcome you to my new show, Sadly Speaking. You know what I mean? I've been doing this show for a while, back a couple of years ago, and it's pretty popular. We did a couple of test runs on Saturday instead of doing Unsigned Hype. And everything seemed to go perfect. It seemed like everybody enjoyed the show. So your boy is back once again. So welcome to the show. Tonight's show, we're going to talk about a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk to me, hit me up. 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Hit me up and you can talk to me. We can talk about anything. But what I was basically posted, if you didn't read my post on Facebook, big shout out to everybody that's on Facebook that's listening and everything like that. I've been hearing these crazy stories about the dating community, these women going out on dates and these men acting crazy, talking crazy, doing crazy shit. I'm understanding women are getting fed up with these men that they meet and they send them pictures, you know what I'm saying, right after you meet them on Facebook or anything like that. So we're going to talk about some of this stuff and you guys can call me and tell me how you feel about it, because, yes, we as men need to take responsibility and we need to treat women the way they need to be treated. Sometimes you have to put your woman on a pedestal and you have to pamper her and spoil her, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, all the time, that's where you want to be. So we're about to get into some Donnell Jones. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. This is Sexually Speaking.
Baby girl, a message, and I'll be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than to cheat. She give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but treat them bad. Oh, how I
And I'm still alive.
What's going on, everybody? That was your boy D'Angelo, and how does it feel? You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad everybody's tuning in. Big shout out to my girl that's out there in Albany, New York. All right, Shorty D, she's letting me know that I'm coming through loud and clear. So big shout out to you, sweetie. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Sexually Speaking. All right, so today's topic, like I said, we're going to talk about some things. I know me and Shorty was talking earlier about the dating scene and the dating community, and we were discussing about dating and people not respecting your age and certain things like that, men not respecting a woman's age and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? And when you're dating and when you're getting somebody, getting to know somebody, of course you want to know about their background and everything and so forth and so on. But when you get to where you feel like there is a conflict of interest or a conflict of, I don't know, I guess you can say camaraderie or whatever, because of sometimes the age difference, sometimes people feel like they know more than they think they do. You know what I'm saying? And we are, even men, we act like we know more than we think we do, and we don't know it all and things like that. That's why everybody has to live and learn. You know what I'm saying? And if you live and learn, of course, you figure things out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have to be self-conscious about what we say, what we do, how we act, how we react. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I need to think about that. Y'all need to hit me up, 347-884-8810. Call your boy Fat Man, let me know what's going on. But right now, I'm about to take this girl in here, and I'm about to make her wet the bed. You know, Sexually Speaking, y'all, let's go.
Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip. Wow. Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip,
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. That feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm rain. To get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty, and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me, girl. You're soaking wet.
Like a mind going around here. whatever, we'll get together. You can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened, making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in two. What you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like.
About to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luna. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. I'm talking to you live and direct. This is Sexually Speaking. Big shout out to everybody that's out there in my little chat room on Facebook. I hope you can hear me a little bit better. They said I was coming in and there's an echo and things like that. I don't know. I think it's the software. I'm not sure. Big shout out to my girl, Niecy Honeydip. You know what I'm saying? Representing all the way out there in Buffalo, New York, y'all. You know, we got New York in the house. We got Buffalo, New York in the house, and we got Albany, New York in the house. Short B and Honey Dip. Oh, my God, this is about to be a good show. I hope y'all can hear me a little bit better. If y'all can hear me, Shorty, if you can hear me, hit me on Facebook and tell me if you can hear me loud. Honey Dip, if you can hear me too, sweetie, hit me up on Facebook and tell me if you can hear me loud and clear and everything. And we're going to get this show popping. I was trying to come in maybe a little, maybe my voice is a little too deep, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good, though. But we're going to have a good time. We're going to sit down and we're going to talk about these topics. If y'all want to talk to me, hit me up. All right? Y'all got to hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. And we're going to get this show popping. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about, you know, men stepping their game up in 2013. You know what I'm saying? You ladies got a lot of, you know, you ladies got a lot of demands. You know what I'm saying? And I don't blame you. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes it's very hard being single sometimes and being in the dating scene and stuff like that. But we got to make sure that, you know, that we got to make sure that we respect everybody. Fellas, if you're out there listening to me, make sure that you respect the women. Come on, man. These women I'm talking about, we're not coming with our A game. We're not coming with our A game, period. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, fellas, you got to do a self-check, a self-evaluation. You know what I'm saying? It's an old saying that my grandmama used to say, before you sweep your carpet or sweep somebody else's carpet, sweep your own. You know what I mean? So we just got to make sure that we're communicating. You know what I'm saying? Most relationships are built on communication. Make sure that you talk to one another. Make sure that you listen to one another. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm guilty of not listening and things like that. Don't get me wrong. Fat man is human too. You know what I'm saying? So don't think that I get on these shows and everything and I'm telling you, like, you know, like all my shit is on and popping and this, that, and the other. I have rough spots and things like that. I have things that I deal with too. You know what I'm saying? It's just that, you know, we as men don't talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you have to ask the man, what the fuck? You on your PMS and this shit, nigga? Is something wrong? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, society wants to call it a midlife crisis. You know what I mean? So, you know, y'all be aware of that. You know what I'm saying? We men, we go through shit, too. You know, we know y'all women go through shit, but men have to exhale, too. You know what I mean? But we do need to communicate, because we won't talk and say shit. If you don't talk to us, we ain't going to say shit. And y'all know that. Y'all know we'll sit there and this, that, and the other, and you'll sit there and be like, is anything wrong? And you're like, nope. You know what I mean? So you know how it is. Like I said, hit me up, 347-884-8810. If you can hear me loud and clear, give me a hell yeah on Facebook. We're going to keep this shit popping. You got your boy Fat Man up in here doing it real big. 6:37 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, just sometimes, you got to tap into a woman's emotions. All right? So we're about to do this right here. W. Sexually speaking.
Say to the lady, oh yeah, all things you emotions, yeah, yeah. See, it's all about emotions, emotions, all about.
Father, what's poppin', everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was my guys, H-Town and Emotions. Y'all know how it is. Sometimes it gets real emotional when you're in a relationship. You got to make sure that you love that person. You got to make sure that you take time with that person and get to know that person. And that causes emotions. Sometimes emotions can run high. Sometimes y'all can holler and fuss at each other. As long as you can make sure that you're a man or woman enough to come back and apologize later and make sure that everything is all right. So that comes communication. So make sure that you communicate. Fellas, make sure that you communicate with your woman. You know what I'm saying? You'll be surprised what your woman may do if you communicate with her. If you allow her to be that woman that she wants to be and understand who she is, you'll be surprised what she may do. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. I have a caller on the line. 518, last number is 9712. Yo, what's going on? You got Fat Man up in here.
Hey, what up, Fat Man?
Who is it?
This is Shorty B from Albany.
Oh, what's going on, Shorty?
I just wanted to say you're sounding good.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad you can hear me loud and clear. Now, of course, you know, like I told everybody, I was telling everybody earlier, me and you were talking earlier, and we were talking about the dating situations and how it is to try and find, and you were telling me about trying to find just someone who could be a man that's interested, not old piece of man, or somebody else's man or something like that. You just want kind of find someone that's compatible and things like that. You know what I'm saying? And I know we had talked about that and everything. I don't know. What goes on out there in Albany as far as dating?
There's really nothing going on in Albany. I think what we're dealing with is all over, and there's a lot of men and women that won't step up to the plate and just do what they have to do if they want a relationship. They want to listen to everybody else instead of listening to one another. And that's when you're talking about the communication piece.
Right. Do you think in the dating world there's a lack of communication right now?
There's definitely a lack of communication, and when there's miscommunication, then that's where things go wrong. You know what I mean? Because you got the partner listening, let's just say, to their boys, or the girls are listening to their girls, and they're not listening to one another and getting what they need from each other. They're going outside of the relationship.
Okay.
And I'm not saying all, but sometimes it's a case. Most of the time, it's a case by case, and it all depends on the person.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I do agree with you. You know, it does depend on the person. You know, you have to communicate. You have to talk to one another. You know what I mean?
And you were right with saying. You were right in saying how, you know, you'd be surprised what you get out of your mate with communication.
Right. You're definitely right. But I have to take it a step further. You know, you'd be surprised what you get, but it's also you have to let a woman be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Let that man be the man.
Yeah, but I mean, but you know, you have to. See how things go, how everything goes in a full circle. It goes back to communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, you know what I mean? I mean, really, when you think about it, and when you all put it in perspective, it all goes back to communication. So sometimes, and this is what I tell men sometimes, and I tell women too, and I do it. Sometimes turn the TV off, turn the music off. And sit there and talk. Give your woman that 10-20 minutes when she get home because she wants to tell you about her day. Let her tell you about her
day. But that's called intimacy, in the relationship.
Yes. Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, intimacy,
yes.
Foreplay. Because foreplay
mm-hmm.
can go on all day. That's why I tell men, when your woman walk past, spit on the ass. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Smack on the ass and this and the other. But and then when you're consistent with it, the first day you don't do it. That's what I tell people. You got to understand consistency. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's like when you get with someone and every time you see that person or every time you walk home, you come home from work, you grab your woman by the back of the hair, pull her hair, kiss her on the neck, and smack her on the ass. You do that.
Mm.
You do that shit for 6 months and this, that, and the other. The first time you don't do it, a woman's going to recognize that and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
And we're going to be like, what you talking about? She'd be like, you know what the fuck I'm talking about? You didn't come in here. You didn't smack me on the ass. You didn't kiss me. What the hell is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. Instead of saying,
you know,
how was your day? What happened to you today? And just instead of
mm-hmm.
being on a defensive with it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I guess we're saying you have to take time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, with time comes patience. And patience
yep.
comes wisdom. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, communication. You know what I mean? So like I said, y'all, I'm sitting here talking to Shorty B. This is Shorty B. Y'all can hit her up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Shorty by nature, you know, she's on the phone with me right now, all the way from Albany, New York, okay? You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to everybody that's in Albany, New York, listening. Big shout-out to Miss Honey Dip, who her ass need to call in. She's sitting there writing me, talking about, you better play shit like this, you know what I mean? Okay, it's all good. Don't even trip. I got you. You know what I mean? Got the fat man up in here doing it real big, sexually speaking. I guess I got to speak a little bit louder and talking to this phone and everything so y'all can hear me. So I'm coming through loud and clear. You know what I'm saying? Shorty, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to go pay some bills and play some music. We'll be right back, you know what I'm saying, with more sexually speaking. If you want to talk to your boy, you know what I'm saying? And get in on the conversation and give me your point of view on what's going on in relationships. What's going on out there in the dating world? I want to know. I want to hear the stories. I've been hearing certain horror stories and certain other. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's true. Men, we need to get our shit together. And women, y'all need to get your shit together, too. It's a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? When I talk, I keep it 100. It's just don't be talking to me or I just talk to you. I try to talk to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And when you talk to each other, like I said, it goes back to communication. So, like, I mean, hit me up, 347-884-8810. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. This is Sexually Speaking, y'all. Come and talk to me. All right? All right. Let's go.
I really wanna know your name. mean, I'm not Doc D, but I'll be your code man. Fire in the split and give me comfy. Close the door, dim the light, press play and then pump me. All of me laughed, I wasn't a booming system. You talk about your man, but how you used to make the 10. Notice how I think you used to. Now I feel that gap, but I'd rather get used to. Cause with me, there's no pressure, no strain. I just wanna
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? I don't know if I should have people out there listening and everything. Had to reboot the system. I only got 22 minutes left in my show. Oh, boy. Well, okay. I want to thank everybody for listening and everything. Let's see. Let's get some music playing. Got Fat Man up in here. You know what I'm saying? Doing the damn thing. Oh, my God. Doing the damn thing. due to technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying? But I'm back. You know, I don't know who's listening, but we're going to get some music playing, you know what I'm saying, right now. We're going to get some Janet Jackson going on, Sexually Speaking, y'all. I'll be right back.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes. Thank you.
Yeah, ladies, I know you're tired of the same old thing. Things have become so mundane. I mean, your bedroom is just so cold. It's so cold, but I'm here to tell you, I got a strategy. We got to heat it up. Come on.
You got the Fat Man back up in here. Sexually speaking, coming to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, I want to apologize for the technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying? It's like my computer went fucking left and shit like that, so I had to reboot everything and this and the other, but you got me back. We're going to do these last 13 minutes, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, big shout-out to all the callers that called in. We definitely had New York in the house representing. Big shout-out to Honey Dip and Shorty B for calling in and kicking it with your boy, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know what I mean? So we will be back next week, same place, same time. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to, you know, work out the kinks. I'm going to get it popping. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get another topic. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to leave y'all with this. You know, like I said, fellas, you know, women are feeling that we're not bringing our A game. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you have to ask the woman, what is the A game? You know what I mean? And it all goes back to communication. Just make sure that you communicate with your woman. Communicate with your girl, your partner, whoever that you're dealing with. That's what the life circle goes to. Wherever we go, you have to communicate. So make sure it starts at home, you know what I'm saying? Because you'd be surprised what may be on your girl's mind. You may be surprised what she want to talk to you about. You may be surprised what her hopes and dreams are. You have to pay her more attention. Put her on your pedestal. Stop doing dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect. I'm not an angel. I don't want to be perfect. I want to have some flaws in my ass and things like that, because that makes me a human being. No one is perfect, and you can't build a perfect man. You can't build a perfect woman. All you can do is accept each other for who they are and keep it pushing, but just make sure that you communicate. Yeah, you're going to fuss. You're going to fight. You're going to disagree. You're going to agree to disagree, things like that, but it all leads to communication. Sometimes men, we have to slow down and listen, because sometimes we don't listen. Women, you have to do the same thing. Listen to your man. Give him a chance to talk. Quit popping off at the mouth and shit and this and the other. Give him a chance to talk. Just like men, quit popping off at the mouth and getting upset and give her a chance to talk. Someone has to be the calmer head instead of feeding into what's going on. A lot of times you can kill an argument by going, all right then, all right, babe, I'm going to leave it alone. Or a lot of times you can stop things before it gets started by a person's reaction. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'll be talking about, fellas, when I say inhale your woman. When you're sitting there, just like you smoke those cigarettes and you inhale that smoke, inhale your woman like that. You'll get to know her better. Sometimes she becomes a part of you. She has to inhale you. It's a two-way street. All of this is a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? But that's what sexually speaking is about. You know what I mean? Like I said, I appreciate everybody tuning in and everything. I appreciate everybody's support. Fat Man got love for all of y'all. I don't know if y'all listening, but this show is going to be archived, so it will be archived. So whoever listens to this show, I do apologize for the long commercial break, because that commercial break was almost on an hour and everything. So, you know, I appreciate y'all, and I'll be back next week. Like I said, same place, same time. Y'all do me a favor, love one another. You know what I'm saying? Life is short. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that you love one another. Take the time that you need. You know what I mean? Because if not, you won't be making love. So here goes Drew Hill. We not making love no more. And I will see you guys next week with more Sexually Speaking, hosted by your boy Fat Man, a.k.a. Big Handsome. I'll holler at y'all. One love. Love that goes on happen every day.